The Parnell administration and all three members of the state's congressional delegation were quick to respond to Defense Secretary Leon Panetta's announcement last week that President Obama will seek another round of military base closures. APRN's Steve Heimel reports that the secretary's idea is a non-starter, but there are bound to be Pentagon spending cuts in the future.
Congress has already ordered the Defense Department to plan to cut its spending to 2007 levels starting less than a year from now. Secretary Leon Panetta has responded with plans to reduce forces, the Army by 80,000 troops, the Air Force by 10,000, the Marines by 20,000. He says every state will take a hit. And he says at some point you're just not going to need so many military facilities when you have fewer troops. But on the statewide public radio call-in show Talk of Alaska, Senator Mark Begich said, another round of the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, or BRAC, process is simply not going to happen.
We're not going to see at this point, Steve, to be very frank with you, that Congress, at least the Senate, approving a process for the Pentagon to start a domestic BRAC.
Begich says Alaska's bases are needed, particularly in view of the Pentagon's increased emphasis on the Pacific Rim. Much of the world is within quick reach of troops from Alaska. But the Alaska delegation is gearing up its opposition to any BRAC process just the same, and so is Governor Parnell. The governor's asking the legislature for $300,000 for consultants to beef up the state's lobbying capacities on the issue. Parnell's Washington office director, Kip Knudsen, says this should help him get the message across that Alaska is not the place to cut.
What we're going to do is remind people about our key geopolitical stance. And I think with the help of some very specialized consultants that the governor is interested in hiring, who have worked the base realignment and closure process before, I think we can tell a very good story and just remind people about how key our military infrastructure is.
Senator Begich says he's not sure that all that much money was saved in the last round of base closings. The process is just finishing up now. And Congress members say the Pentagon needs to look overseas for its next cuts.
Many of us have been asking for us to re-examine our military positioning around the world, not our domestic military bases. And that, to me, is a higher priority.
And the senator can get more specific on exactly where overseas to look, too, and he has in the form of amendments in the Senate Armed Services Committee.
For the last 2 years in the Armed Services Committee, I've authored amendments that have passed and focused on us realigning in Western Europe. We have two brigades more than we need there. At one point, the administration was opposed to that. Now it looks like they're supportive of that. We have a new military base potentially being built in Guam in the billions.
Begich says Congress has slowed the process in Guam but not stopped it. Defense analysts believe Secretary Panetta's mention of base closings was basically a maneuver to get Congress's attention focused on the defense items in the budget request the president will make on February 13th. But one way or another, real defense cuts are almost certain in the future. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.